Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Sports news now with Darren Frahlin. Darren, more hurling and a boost for Cork.
Yeah, big news this morning, Maggie. Cork actually held their pre-All-Ireland final media day last night. So Pat Ryan, their manager, was there and he has confirmed that he's optimistic about Seamus Harnady being fit to play some part in that All-Ireland final, which is coming up on us fast, a Sunday week. So speaking at this event last night, ahead of the Tipperary showdown, he said both he and Cormac O'Brien are progressing well. Cork have no fresh injury concerns following their semi-final win against Dublin. Raymond Galligan stepped down as the Cavan senior football manager after 2 years in charge. In rugby, Jacob Stockdale will miss Ireland's game against Portugal next Saturday. That's with a shoulder injury. He picked up the injury in the win against Georgia at the weekend. Had actually been playing really well until he suffered that injury, Jacob Stockdale. The Australian-born Mac Hansen is back on familiar turf this week as the British and Irish Lions meet the Brumbies tomorrow as they continue their preparations for the first test. Hansen moved from Connacht, or to Connacht from Canberra in 2021, and he's been named on the bench for this game tomorrow. Speaking ahead of it, he said, "It's a pinch-me moment to be back playing against some of his best friends."
It's going to be interesting. I don't know really how I'm going to feel. I think until I'm out in the field, and won't be till afterwards I'll be able to sort of take it all in and know. It's hard to explain how I'm going to feel now. I'm not too sure, to be honest with you. But as I said, it's going to be a great moment for myself and my family and everything. And playing against my friends is going to be cool. So. Yeah, it's a bit of a pinch me moment. Not in my wildest dreams could I imagine I'd be back here playing for the Lions. So it's very special.
Yeah, it's some story really, Mac Hansen being back home there. It was always his rugby dream to play for his local club, the Brumbies. Was there, didn't really get into the side, established himself in the side, moved then to here, played with Connacht and went on to play for Ireland, and now in the Lions, and wearing that red shirt tomorrow night against his home team is going to be something pretty special. Spain beat Belgium 6-2 in Group B at the Women's European Championships. The favourites have progressed to the knockout stages and they've done that in some style as well. They've scored 11 goals so far in the tournament, and that result coupled with Portugal's 1-1 draw with Italy means that they are through. As things stand, Italy second, 3 points ahead of Portugal, but they play Spain in their final game while the Portuguese meet Belgium, who are already eliminated. Irish international Aaron Connolly signed a 2-year deal with League One side Leighton Orient, and the Irish under 21 striker Mark O'Mahony has joined Reading on loan from Brighton. Great story last night on the track. Owen Staples from Dumcormick in County Wexford rode his first winner of his career under rules when he partnered ahead of the posse trained by Gavin Cromwell to win the Knockcrockery claiming hurdle at Roscommon. Now, the 19-year-old jockey has just recently turned professional and he told Dave Keane he was thrilled to get his first winner under the belt.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Brilliant to do for Gavin. Look, I haven't been up there long. I only turned conditional during the break and he's been very good to me. That's my second rate for him now, and it was great to get the first winner for him, yeah.
We can tell by your accent, Wexford man?
Yeah, Wexford man, yeah. From more of a pint-to-pint background, a lot of pint-to-pint handlers down there, and I probably worked for them all as well. I've only turned conditional, so it's brilliant to get the first one.
And are you with Gavin for long?
I've been there about 3 weeks now. It was actually Colin Bow. I still work for Colin. I've been working in Collins for the past 3 to 4 years, and I decided this year that I was going to turn professional. And obviously Gavin and Colin were good friends, and Colin gave Gavin a ring and he was happy enough to take me on. So yeah, it's brilliant. Brilliant that it worked out that way.
Yeah, great story there, Owen. And near enough to you, I'd say, is it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's definitely a strong Wexford accent, Darren. A great Wexford accent.
Oh, brilliant. Before I finish up, Maggie, I'm going to mention the tennis as well. World number one Jannik Sinner survived a major scare last night. His opponent, Grigor Dimitrov, forced to retire 2 sets up, 2-2 in the third set, forced to retire with a muscle injury.
Darren, thank you very much indeed. It's 7:38.